good evening. Thank you, everyone, for coming together tonight for this teleconference call. Tonight we're going to focus on children and Morgellons. I'm John Bergsteiner. Mel is here, but he is manning the administrative board on the teleconference call website, so he's asked me to facilitate the discussion tonight. So that's what we're going to do. And before we get started, I thought it'd be appropriate if we open our meeting tonight with a prayer. And Mel shared with me today a prayer that was shared with him by his granddaughter. And I thought it'd be especially appropriate, since tonight our focus is on children in Morgellons, if we were to share this prayer that his granddaughter shared with him. So we'll do that. And here's how it goes. Oh, Lord, I want to be a fountain of love and beauty. Take this reckless river of a woman and make me into the ocean, whose waves ebb and flow in the tide's sway, whose waters calm and cure and stir violently at the command of the moon. And you, O Lord, you are the moon. I am the sea, and I am deep and vast and carefully measured. I am an ocean in your palm. I am the essence of your love and beauty. I am your creation. O Lord, I want to be a fountain of love and beauty, that the world may come to me and know that all will be well. I want to be a wellspring of your life, of your love, of your beauty. Amen. So, Father God, we praise you for Mel's granddaughter, for her desire to know you and walk with you. And tonight we just dedicate this time. As we come together, we ask that you would guide and direct our discussions, and that everyone here would be nurtured and would receive vital information that would help them in their journey to having their health restored. So we ask these things in the mighty name of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Okay, thank you again, everyone, for coming. And what we'd like to do is, before we get started with some of the guests that are going to be with us tonight to share about their experiences with their children, I'm going to ask if Miss Rose is here. Miss Rose, are you here?
Go ahead, Rose.
Yes, I'm here. Good evening, everybody.
We're going to allow Rose a few minutes to speak to us tonight. She has been on with us before on a conference call, and Rose she's had Morgellons for quite some time, and as well as some other health issues, and she went away for a short time because of some of the other health issues that she had to contend with, but she's back and going stronger than ever. And she asked if she could have the floor to be able to say what's on her mind. So I would like for you to do that now, if you would, Rose. Thank you, dear.
Thank you. Thank you, John. Thank you, Mel. And good evening to all of these wonderful new wave of warriors. As John has said to Peter, to Justin, and I don't want to start naming people, but because I may forget some people, but the lady that always puts the recipes out there. You're all doing a wonderful job. And as John said, I kind of went away for a while because I've been dealing with a lot of other issues. But then I talked to Mel, and I came back. And then I started the protocol again, really deep down, about 2 months ago. It was in March. And I got the new extension, and I want to thank you, John, for taking time to develop that new extension. It's really been wonderful, the new antibiotic, the olive leaf and extract, and the Magna something. I can't get that. And
Infazine.
Yeah, Magnazine. That's it, the Magnazine and the olive leaf extract and the
Candida Red?
Yes. Yes. And so they've all seemed to boost me and get me along with the other protocol, all back on feeling better and wanting to live again, because I just kind of not felt very well. And then I started reading the things that people were writing on the website, and all the new diets and the new things. It was just like so much life in all of that, and so much life in the new people that had come aboard since I had been away wandering off on my own. I've been so uplifted and encouraged. I don't say anything to you, but I read your inputs that you put on Mel's website. Sometimes I don't read them every day, but when I do read them, I find out something new. Finding all these things, and it's really been helping me to just to live and to feel good again and to want to go on and continue the protocol and get myself well.
Rose, that's wonderful, honey. I'm so glad that you're back, and I'm so glad you're doing well. That's
Thank you. Thank you. And I won't take up much of your time. I just want to thank everybody again, and I'll be here for probably an hour with you this evening, and then I may have to come off, but I'll listen to the conference call over the Internet. Thank you for the opportunity to join you all this evening.
Thanks, Rose, and God bless, honey.
Thank
We've
you.
Had a lot of laughs together, eh?
Yes.
Well, here's what we're going to do. I'm gonna find out. Miss Teresa, are you here, dear?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, good. Who am I speaking to?
Is this Teresa?
Yes.
Oh, hi, dear. This is John Bergsteiner. How are you, hon?
Hi, John. It's nice to hear your voice.
Thank you. Well, I'm glad that you're here. And before I turn over, the floor to you, I want to go over a couple of things real quick. I just wanted to know that you were here, so I didn't know where to start, who to start with.
Okay.
But what we're going to do is we're going to hear from several folks who have had experiences with Morgellons and their children, and Teresa will be leading out for us, but I wanted to let everyone know that you will all have a question, opportunity to ask questions at the end of each guest's time of speaking. And if you have a question, if you will press 5 and then star, then that will be like putting your hand up in a meeting, and Mel will be able to see that you have a question, because everyone is going to be muted except for me, since I'm facilitating the call, and the person who is speaking, the guest. So you won't be able to speak, but you will be able to ask your question if you put your hand up by hitting five star. So you'll have a chance after each guest, and at the very end, we will again open up the floor. Just wanted to make sure everyone understood so they wouldn't get frustrated if they couldn't speak and they didn't understand why. So, without further ado, I want to welcome you, Teresa, and ask
you. Thank you, John. Could I just say I wanted to apologize. I think I'm a few minutes late. I had an emergency, so I am sorry to be a bit late.
Oh, that's quite all right. Have you gotten the emergency situated?
Yeah, I hope so. I've had chest pains. Haven't been very well. But I'm okay, and I can stay here for about half an hour or maybe a bit longer.
Well, that's why we're leading out with you, because we figured that you know, you would have the most time constraints being the furthest away we are.
Hi, Mel.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Now, it's my understanding that the little guy's at preschool because it's like 10:30 over there on Monday morning. Is that right?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. So I'm going to shut up and let John take over.
Okay.
So we had mentioned that the people we'll be able to get to the little fella, but that's certainly understandable over there. He's in school right now, and we didn't really think about that at the we're planning this. But that's quite all right. We're all looking forward to hearing about your experiences with Morgellons and with your child. So I'm going to first just ask you to introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about yourself, and then I'll have some questions for you.
Okay, John. Hi, everyone. My name's Teresa, and I live in Australia on the east coast, about halfway up, in a little town called Kempsey. I've had Morgellons probably for about 8 or 9 years now, and I've been quite sick from it. My little boy, who is actually my grandson, but he lives with me, he also has Morgellons, and we've both been on the protocol now probably for about 1.5 years, on and off, because I've had quite a few problems with my stomach and a lot of problems with MMS. And I don't know what else I can tell you. I'm a full-time student, and I'll be graduating this year as a social worker.
Oh,
so I'm really looking forward to being financial again.
Yes, that'll be great. And I'm sure as a social worker, you'll be put in a position to recognize when other people are dealing with this and not even aware that they're dealing with it.
Yeah, I already see that. And there's a lot of people that I've noticed, like one of my daughters or other people I know who have the symptoms. I think there's a lot more people have it than we even realize.
I'm sure. Well, how did you, going back to the beginning, how did you find Mel's website?
By Googling Morgellons, and I had looked at quite a few places, and I really liked the tone of Mel's website in that, and I've heard people talk about this before. A lot of the stuff on the internet is quite frightening about Morgellons, and I liked the fact that people were contributing to that and that there was a forum. I was told by the dermatologist that I had parasitosis. And I started actually looking up skin parasites and cross-referencing everything that I didn't know, and I came across Morgellons that way.
Oh.
And I've only ever really stuck to Mel's website and not gone anywhere else.
Wow. So when you found Mel's website, what made you decide to stick? I mean, how did you know you had found the right place?
Because I reached out to Mel, and he got back to me and communicated with me. I remember when I first realized what I had, how frightened I felt. And I remember thinking, oh, gee, there's no cure for this. Am I going to die? What's going to happen to me? And I suppose having someone who was willing to interact with me and engage with me and assure me. And also because the forums and the threads, that people were very supportive. That's what I liked about it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And how are you doing at this point?
At this point, I'm actually doing quite well. I've really struggled over the last year and a half with it all, but a lot of that, I think, has been with MMS. At this point, I'm really seeing changes in my body and feeling so much better that I feel very inspired and motivated about it all, and in Charlie too, because no matter how bad you feel in yourself for being sick, I think that it really breaks your heart to see a child who is sick. And I've seen so much progress for him.
That's awesome. Yeah, there's nothing worse than having a sick child. It's such a helpless feeling.
It is, yes.
I'm so glad to hear, of course we knew this, but I'm so glad to hear that he's doing so much better now. Tell me about how the journey has been different for you than it has for Charlie.
Charlie responds very quickly to protocol, and he's only ever had lesions when, okay, so to begin with, he didn't have lesions, but I gave him some of the I'm a little bit confused. No, he must have had lesions to begin with. And he also had, when he was a little baby, I noticed that there was some strange stuff coming out in his nappy. So I suspected straight away that he had what I had. And he just responded so much quicker and better. When he's on the protocol, he doesn't get any lesions. He doesn't get the aches and pains in his joints or the other symptoms that I get, although I have noticed that he's getting diarrhea, and I'm thinking that perhaps that's a good thing because it's his body clearing itself of toxins. So for me, I haven't responded anywhere near as well as Charlie has, but I have had it for much longer than he has, too.
Mm-hmm. Have you given him the full protocol like you have, or have you reduced it? And obviously we reduced the dosages for body size and so forth, but have you given him, what of the protocol have you given him?
To begin with, I only gave him, I remember emailing you, and to begin with, he used to have the essential flora, and you suggested that I get some children's omega capsules, which I did, and I think I used to give him digestion. So there was a period then when we both stopped taking the protocol, due to financial reasons, really, and he started getting a lot worse and getting lesions. At that stage, I actually gave Charlie one of everything, but in the last month or so, I've stopped giving him one of everything, and I give him the essential flora, I don't know how you pronounce it, thymic formula,
mm-hmm.
Essential digestion. I was giving him candida rid, but Mel said he didn't really need that. And some of the products, John, I only give him every second day, like the essential omegas, I only give him every second day, or eubinol every second day.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I've stopped giving him the liver one, candida rid. He doesn't take the oregano supplement.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'm not exactly sure that I'm doing the right thing there.
Well, it sounds like you're getting the right results. So
I am getting the right results, yes.
Then you're doing the right thing.
Thank you. Yeah, you know, I remember you saying to me once that he probably wouldn't need the Ubinol. But I've found in the last couple of months, he has talked about he feels like someone's sticking a needle in the back of his knee. So every second day I give him one Magnifico. And the Ubinol every second day.
Good. Okay. Yeah, as far as supporting the immune system and so forth, we found many times that children respond, you know, with a minimum of support, and many times that all they really require is just a boost with some colostrum maybe, and the flora, of course, with the probiotics, beneficial bacteria.
Yes.
Most children don't really need additional enzymes because their systems that are in place in the body to make enzymes are still working extremely well. Our ability to make enzymes decreases, you know, over time. The older we get, the more of an enzyme deficit we suffer. Because enzymes are used for a lot more than just breaking down food in the body.
Okay.
Excuse me, say that one more time.
Oh, I'm sorry. So are you saying that because I haven't given him Magnificine for a while, but I was giving him that. And are you saying that perhaps I need to maybe take some of those products out and see how he responds?
Well, what I'm saying is what we found in many cases is that people report that their children just rebound or bounce back quickly on a minimum of support. But, you know, the worse the situation is, the more co-infections and so forth, then, you know, obviously you have to go at it with more vigor. But,
yeah.
And as the child gets stronger and stronger and more healthy, then he should need less and less support of any kind.
Yep. He still complains to me about an itchy nose. So that
itchy.
Could be a good thing, couldn't it, John? Sorry to interrupt.
Okay. Did you say he has an itchy nose?
Yeah. He's been complaining to me over the last few days of an itchy nose.
Well, of course, that could be related to anything. I mean, he could be having been exposed to just some regular flu or bug or, you know, over here right now, pollen is really heavy, and my son has a horrible time with pollen allergies. So there are a lot of different things that it can symptoms can come from. So it's important to keep your mind open as to what is actually going on at the time, and because not everything is always going to be traceable back to Morgellons.
That's true.
So how long how long did it take for Charlie to respond once you got him onto the protocol in earnest?
Oh, 3 weeks, not very long at all.
Yeah. That sounds familiar. That's the same.
Yeah.
Kind of.
He was probably 2.5 when he started on it.
Well, he sure is a cute little fella.
Yeah,
I always thought Charlie was older, like 5 or 6. I didn't realize this. I'm getting
old.
Oh,
okay. He's only just turned 4 a few weeks ago.
Okay, well, I tell you, I didn't realize that.
He's
still speaks better than I do.
So, Teresa, what would you say the biggest challenges are that you've had to overcome, especially in regarding trying to help Charlie?
One of the biggest challenges has been getting him to take the capsules. And the other biggest challenge is his diet. I have so much trouble with that because he won't eat vegetables. And that's just an ongoing thing for me. I need to start trying some of the recipes from the website. And the capsules are the hardest things, especially the thymic formula, which is really big.
Yes, it is big. That's why the...
And put it in his muffins.
Yeah, I tried that. It didn't work.
Now you don't want to cook it because you don't want to kill the live nutrients.
Yeah, look, you know, I tried quite a few things with Charlie. In the end, I really hate to say it, but bribery worked the best way of getting him to take those capsules, and I just started a star chart for him, and when he got a certain number of stars, then we would go out and he could spend some money.
Oh.
Economic chaos.
He set up a reward system. That's pretty ingenious. That's very interesting. So that's how you overcame his not wanting to take the actual pills, is to set up a reward system to track how what he's doing and reward him when he got made his goals?
Yeah. I also, I used to be a bit of an actor and a children's entertainer. I'm fairly dramatic. So I go through a routine with Charlie as well of I give them to him and I say, I sort of play with him and I tell him that I'm really shocked at how good he is and go a bit over the top with it, and he just loves it. So making a big deal out of it, and I also made up a little motto for him as well. That I did put on Mel's website. It was, don't think, just drink. And I used to say to him, look, Charlie, don't think about how horrible it looks or is big or how it feels, just drink. And I used to make him repeat that motto to me every night before he took them.
That's really cool. That really is. And like you said before, you definitely can't argue with the results. That's awesome.
No, I'm so happy. And I suppose seeing those results in Charlie really motivates me to keep going even when I have issues with it.
Well, I'm sure it does, not only because you see him doing well, but you certainly are motivated because you want to be there and you want to be strong for him.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, what do you hope to achieve from here? What are your goals?
I hope to achieve optimum health for Charlie and myself. Along the way, my idea of what that was has changed, and I've learned so much from you guys about what that meant, particularly diet, and the stuff that I've read that you've put on there has really made me think a lot about, I suppose, metabolism, acidity and alkalinity, and what type of foods I'm eating. I've changed my idea that eating isn't pleasure, but it's more for nutrition. And my goals have been, now that I live a really healthy life, and it's incredible to break habits of a lifetime. I'm passing that on to my children, my other children, my adult children, and I also hope my goals are to help them to live a really healthy life and optimum health.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. Well, I can't tell you how wonderful it's been for me to get to talk to you tonight and just to hear your voice and hear the hope that's coming from you. It's awesome.
Thank you, John.
So what I want to do is open up the floor for questions. So if you have questions for Teresa, if you would press 5-star, Mel will unmute y'all in the order that you come in, so to speak, with your hand raised, which is by pressing 5-star. So, Mel, do you have any questions out there?
Not at the moment.
Okay.
Oh, yes, well, there we go. All right. Good evening. Who is this? Who did I just unmute at 225? Hello?
Cheryl, they just unmuted the line.
Hi, Anita.
Cheryl.
I have a question for Teresa.
I have a suggestion for her. She was talking about the nose. I think it's her grandson. Any kind of medicated, like big vapor rub or something that you can put around the nasal area, or even right inside, if that's okay. Even Vaseline, if you take a Q-tip and put a really thin layer of Vaseline right inside the nose, that's going to help him with that.
Yeah,
oh,
sure
thank
will.
You. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. I get that sometimes, and it helps quite a bit. Just anything medicated or the Vaseline kind of seals, and so if there's anything in there, it can't really get oxygen. You know, just a thin layer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So
okay, I will.
Yeah, that's an excellent.
Go ahead, John.
Carol. I was going to find out if you had any other questions out there for Ms. Therese.
Doesn't look like it at this time.
Okay. Well, if you do have a question for Teresa, you'll have another opportunity to ask her toward the end of the call if she's still here. And otherwise, you can always direct questions to Mel, and she can get he can contact her for you, or possibly even get you guys in touch.
Well, you can post it on the website in the thread down under, or Children and More Gallons.
That's true. That's good. All right. Well, Teresa, thank you again so much for sharing with us tonight or this morning, I guess it is over there. We appreciate that.
Oh, thank you, John. It's really good, actually, for me to be able to join in. And I hope to come to more conferences now. But
we have another question. Hold on. Go ahead, Peter.
Yeah, hey, Teresa, this is Peter. I just wanted to congratulate you on your continuing efforts to get your social degree. And it'd be nice to hear from you in an email. Stay in touch with me a little more on emails. I get awful busy, but congratulations. I'm glad you're still moving forward.
Oh, thank you, Peter. Yeah. It's nice to hear somebody's voice after you've been communicating with them. Yeah, it feels really good. And I must say that that study sort of kept me going when I was really sick. So it's making me feel I've achieved something now. Yeah, thanks.
You're welcome. Well, I wish you continued success with that. And shoot me an email and let me know how it's going from time to time.
All right, I will. Thank you, Peter.
All righty.
Excellent. Yeah, I know Peter's a special worker, too.
Yeah. I might stay on for another 10 minutes, and then do I have to say goodbye, or do I just hang up?
When you have to go, if you raise your hand, I'll let you in and say goodnight.
All right, cool.
Just hit 5, start when you're ready.
Okay. Yep.
All right. So, Deborah, please hit 5 so I can find you. Deborah, please hit 5 so I can find you. Thank you. You're unmuted. Go ahead, John.
Okay. Thank you. Next we're going to hear from Deborah, and she's going to talk about her experiences with Morgellons and with her daughter, Carrie. So, Deborah, I would like you, if you would, to introduce yourself, and then I may have some questions for you along the way, but just tell us your story.
Okay. Thank you, John. Yes, I am Deborah, and my daughter's name is Carrie. She's 7 years old. And basically, she presented with symptoms of Morgellons a little over a year ago, last year in March. And she was only 6 then, obviously, and it was a rough time for us. Very similar to our story is really very similar to a lot of the stories that you read online and our website. And about 4 months and after into the symptom time, and after we had exhausted pretty much every medical resource, we eventually did find Mel's website, and for us it was definitely an answer to prayer. So many people say we had been through quite a lot in our life, not only because of Morgellons. My husband is famous for saying that even if you took Morgellons out of the equation of our lives in the last year, it still would have been the most challenging year of our life. And so we were pretty exhausted by the time we found Mel. And it was a definite answer to prayer. I had basically just exhausted myself and given myself some pretty heavy-duty adrenal fatigue trying to find answers, and was convinced it was Morgellons and didn't know who to turn to. And had basically gone to the Lord and just said, I think I'm losing my daughter, and I'm not going to spend any more time looking. I'm just going to put that back in your hands, God. And if you have an answer for this, and if your intention is to heal us, you will lead me there, and I'm going to start focusing on the time I have with my daughter. And I went to the computer and just said, I'm looking one more time, and if you don't show me anything, I give this back to you. And within an hour, I'd found the website. And I don't know why I hadn't seen it earlier in my searches. I don't know. The only explanation I have is that God had work to do in my heart to prepare me. And so when the time was right, he led me there, and I was in contact with Mel almost immediately and within 10 days on the full protocol. So it's been an amazing journey. Ours has been a little different than some folks with children in that I presented with symptoms only weeks before we found the protocol. So I got to that point where so many of us get, where we stabilize and our original symptoms are gone, but we haven't quite hit that purging point yet when new symptoms come and new challenges are faced. And I got to that stabilization point very early, probably 2 months into the protocol. I was almost symptom-free and hadn't really heavier purging time. But Carrie was a little girl when we started, even though she'd only had the four months, for she must have just been a really good host for Morgellons, because she was coming to me. She wasn't able to exercise. She would come to me and say her heart hurt. She had a grape. We really did believe that we were losing her, and I think we were. So it took a little longer for her to stabilize. It took. It was almost maybe around Christmas time when we began to realize that she was really progressing and getting. And then when she did, it happened so good. It was it was like, you know, warp drive. We were improvement more by days than by weeks and by months. And she was just doing great. We just passed our 9-month point. We're just about halfway there. And she is virtually symptom free. She has some occasional scalp, some very rare but occasional bruising that's similar to the Morgellons bruising.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just doing great. So.
Well, awesome. Oh man, just
makes life worth living.
Yeah, well, it's overwhelming to hear folks coming from that place to where you are. It is wonderful. So for your willingness to share with us all of this, Deborah.
It's been a wonderful experience to just have a front row seat to watch this healing process in her life. To watch her, we've had our ups and downs, especially me. I've had, you know, being older, I have a lot more to purge, and so I'm still dealing with more symptoms now. Surpassed me, you know, way past me, and doing much, much better. And Mel told me right from the beginning that would happen. He kept saying, oh, you know, kids respond. And at first, I thought, I just kind of doubting him on that because Carrie was so slow to respond at first. But then in the end, he was correct. You were right, Mel. Because when she got to that point when she started improving, that she just, I have to work really hard to keep up with her, and she's doing excellently well now. So it's been wonderful. And as I say, a complete answer to prayer.
Amen. There's no doubt about that. We see that over and over and over, that people are led here, and they know they were led here. It's awesome. It's wonderful. So, Deborah, what are the biggest challenges that you and Carrie have had to overcome?
Boy, we've had a few. I like Teresa, and I want to say, Teresa, thank you so much for your story. It was so great to hear your voice, because I felt like in the early months of my journey on this, Charlie's story and Teresa's story was such an encouragement to me. And Teresa, you're amazing. You're an amazing mom, and you've really been an example to me. And,
you're unmuted, Teresa. You can respond.
Thank you, Deborah. But, you know, you're also an inspiration to me and what you've been doing. And I guess what's been really important for me is that you have actually been willing to share your story. I have a lot of admiration for you.
Well, thank you, Teresa. You know, you just meet the best people on this website. So you've been a great blessing. And basically, your question was, what were the biggest challenges to overcome? And I think for me, the biggest thing with Carrie was also, like Teresa, it was getting Carrie to accept the medicines in the early days. Very, very hard for her to take the medications. Teresa shared her, you know, motto, don't think, just drink, and I used that with Carrie, and I shared with Teresa that shortly afterwards that I walked by one day, and she was sitting in her little chair quietly, thinking no one was in the room, and she had her medication in front of her, and she was mumbling over and over again, you know, don't think, just drink, don't think. So that motto traveled all the way across the United States across the world to the United States from
Teresa's. That was fantastic, wasn't it?
She did use that, and it has helped her, and she still does that every once in a while. When it's hard for her, she'll use that little saying. She also prays before she takes her medication now. Many times see her bow her head and pray, because her daddy encouraged her to do that, to have the courage to do what she needs to do. So she takes her meds. And another thing that has easier for us with the MMS is that we use a little bit of cranberry juice that has not been sweetened. You can get pure cranberry juice at the health food store that has no apple juice in it or no form of sweetening. It's very low in carbohydrate. And we sweeten it with stevia and give her a tiny little bit. Cranberry juice is not alkalizing. It's one of the few fruits that's actually can produce acid. So we don't give her very much, just like a quarter of a cup. But it's a little bit of a chaser that she can take after taking some of her meds, and it just distracts her from the flavors. So that's been something that's helped, along with Teresa's motto. So
That's good. So you use the cranberry juice, and do you have to buy a special sort?
I didn't quite hear the question.
Oh, this cranberry juice, Deborah, does it, do you buy it from the health food shop and check for no added sugar?
Yes. And here in the States, we have a Knudsen brand that's called Just Cranberry, and then I know that our Safeway stores here in the United States also carry a generic brand that's Just Cranberry Juice, and that means not even fruit juice sweetened, so it's very low in carb. I think an 8-ounce glass of it only has about 8 carbohydrates. So if you're only doing a quarter of a cup with extra water added, because it can be diluted, it's very strong if you don't dilute it a little bit. And you're putting the stevia in, it ends up being just a few carbohydrates, so we can tolerate it on the protocol. And it's been a good distraction for her. It just kind of wipes that flavor out of those medications, some of the capsules she doesn't like the taste of, and the MMS, of course, is always a challenge. So that's been helpful.
Thank you. Thank you.
And another area that's been kind of a challenge for us has been more for me, actually, and I know there's other parents out there that probably are struggling with this. I think the only thing more challenging than having more gallons is having it with a child. And, one of the things that happens, and I think at least happened for me, is I became so focused on Carrie's recovery, and I was so afraid for her, that I struggled with a lot of sleeplessness and a lot of stress in my own life. And so that's been an ongoing struggle for me, along with the fact that we had a very stressful year. I've developed a lot of, just adrenal fatigue, where I'm not sleeping at night properly. And while I'm not as worried as I used to be, and I've grown through this process and gotten stronger and more dependent on God, and I'm seeing Carrie recover, there's still some residual problems with sleep for me. And I know that I'm probably not going to recover from more gallons as quickly myself until I learn to deal with that stress and I relax more. John, your suggestion that I use the Sleep Advance has been amazing. That's helped. That's a product from Logos, which has helped a lot with that. As a parent, I think we're going to take on even more stress sometimes. So I would recommend if parents are having a hard time sleeping, that might be a plus. But those have been the two biggest challenges for Carrie and I. And I imagine there's other parents out there that would, if they were able to tell their stories, would say, sleeping at night, relaxing, being able to really focus even on their own health at the same time as they're focusing on their child, that's a hard balance.
It sure is, and it is so important, too, because getting your rest is critical, all the more critical when you have more gallons. That's when the body goes into repair mode,
exactly.
particularly during deep sleep. So I'm so glad that the Sleep Advance has made a big difference for you. That's wonderful.
It has. I'm still learning how to control this, and had some adrenal fatigue issues even before more gallons. So it's a long term battle for me. But my husband keeps reminding me that it's just like he always uses the visual picture of the. When you're in the airplane and they tell you to put your oxygen mask on before you put it on your child, because they don't want you to pass out while you're trying to save your child's life. And he keeps telling me, you need to really guard your own health, because you won't be there for her the way you need to be. So that's been a good reminder.
That's exactly right. That's powerful. I love that analogy. That's perfect. Well, my goodness. Let's see, Deborah. What have I not asked you? You did such a good job with telling your story. I didn't really have to ask you much because you flowed.
Questions?
Yeah, I think we can go to questions because I don't really have any. Anymore. She's
all right. We have one here once again from Teresa. Mm-hmm. You're on the air,
Deborah. How did you get Carrie to stop eating sugar and all of the, well, have you always had a really good diet, or if she did eat some things that you don't eat now that is recommended, how did you sort of get her to eat healthily?
That's such a good question, and it's been a battle too. I want to say yes to your first question about had we eaten healthy. We really did eat pretty healthy, and there wasn't a lot of sugar, but in our diet. But no doubt, we definitely had those periodic treats. She was used to a fairly treat oriented diet, like most kids are, from time to time. So it was a struggle. It was a struggle. Excuse me, just a second. I'm on the phone. Sorry. Be quiet. I'm on the phone. Yeah. Oh. Sorry. I've got a little girl right here trying to interrupt mommy. She basically did have a problem at first. I think we just had to be really consistent. I just want to say to parents, I think you just have to be kind of hard-nosed to some degree. We just had to say this is really important. And, of course, she's older than Charlie, which definitely helped. Being 6 or 7, you can reason a little bit more with them. We truly used some reward systems, Teresa, like you did, a little bit different, a little bit more mature for Carrie. But then what you did with Charlie, then with the star chart, which is perfect for a 4-year-old. But with a 7-year-old, we had to be a little more creative. And we used some reward systems where if you can get through this first month and obey mommy on these different things and stay away and not complain, we also had it that you not only had to obey and follow the diet, but no complaints on this, happy attitude while you do it. There's certain rewards then, systems that we set up. And then eventually it just kind of got to be habitual. Also replacing it, using stevia, replacing some fun things so that your child doesn't lose out on everything. One of the things that I realized about 3 months into this is, oh my goodness, my child is 7 years old, and this is going to take almost 2 years out of her life. And for her, by the time she's done with this, a quarter of her life will have been spent dealing with Mark Allen's. And I'm older, and 2 years seems like a drop in the bucket, and I'm just on this, let's just get this done attitude because I'm older and able to do that. But I needed to build in a lot of fun things for her. And so we do a lot of fun things with stevia, like the stevia lemonade every afternoon. I do put green juice into the lemonade, and we call it green lemonade, or she calls it
okay.
Dragonfly punch. We came up with a cute name for it. And at first she was like, I'm not eating that green, drinking that green stuff. And now it's a funny thing that we do. We have dragonfly punch in the afternoon. So she gets her greens and her lemonade at the same time, her lemon in water. And so, replacing it with some fun things and trying to build that in, that's hard for me. I think you sound, Teresa, like that. You're a natural at that. It was harder for me. I had to be more creative and try to really push myself to think of things that I could do for Carrie that would not make her feel so deprived. To her, 2 years of not being able to have sugar is huge. So that's helped, and we've replaced some of those treats with fun things that she now thinks are great, and I don't even think we'll have a hard time staying on this kind of eating after she's well. So.
All right, let me interject something for a minute, girls. That a great deal of effort went into recreating the articles and diet section. And there are desserts, that's one section. And there are sauces, snacks, and treats, which is another section. And we have some parents who have reported in that they are making these things, and their children are feeling much less deprived. So let me just ask you to please spend a little time and check in there and see if you can't expand what you're doing already. I'll shut up.
I think when we hear from Cole in a few minutes, she'll probably be addressing that.
I don't think, is going to join us because she had to pick up her son late because he went to Chicago or something like that.
Okay.
So that's why I interjected a little bit about it, because I don't believe she will be joining us, John, unfortunately.
Okay. Okay.
But I will now shut up.
I was thinking the same. What a blessing it is to have you ladies here with us tonight and sharing all these things from your heart. I know if I were a parent dealing with this, listening to this teleconference call would be an incredible blessing to me. So I thank both of you for coming and sharing with us. You're awesome.
Thank you, John.
Well,
thank you, John. I'm going to go. I'd like to say goodbye to everyone, and thank you, Deborah, for giving me lots of information too. Thank you, everyone, Peter, Mel, John, and I will join the next conference you have too. And Mel, I will go and check out the diet pages.
Thank you. And thank you very much for joining us tonight. And just can you answer one question?
Yeah.
Have you powered up the trains yet?
Yes. Yes. And you should have seen his face. I've never seen anything like it. I think he feels like he's a real big person now. He's so happy. Thank you, Mel. I'll send
great.
You a photo of him.
Tell my little buddy I said hello.
I will. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Wow. What a blessing. Deborah, before we open the floor to questions, did you have anything else that you wanted to add?
No, and unless you can think of anything, John, that I haven't covered, I think, just whatever I can do to answer questions, that'd be great. And I want to thank you for inviting me, you and Mel, for inviting me. It's been a pleasure to be able to be here and talk.
Well, Alicia, I'm glad that you were invited because, man, what a blessing. You're a great mom. So is Teresa. Y'all are both amazing. Well, Mel, do we have any questions out there on the floor for Deborah?
If anyone has any questions for Deborah, please press 5-star. It doesn't look like we have any questions at this time, John.
Okay. So people will have an opportunity, if you're still here with us, Deborah, at the end, we'll open the floor again to questions, okay?
Okay.
Thank you so much, hon.
Thank you.
Now we're going to move on. We're going to I'm going to ask if Miss Linda is here, if you will press 5-star so Mel can locate you and unmute you. Mel, did she unmute, or did you unmute her yet?
Unmuted her. Are you there, Linda?
I'm here.
Awesome.
Good evening.
Linda, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, I'm excited you're here, sweetie.
I'm
just going to turn the floor over to you and allow you to share your story with us, and then we'll see if anyone has any questions for you, too.
Okay. Well, it was 2008 when more gallons came into my life. I can't really tell you how. And it was 2009 when someone came to my church. I was talking about what I was going through and how prayer was helping me. And in the description, this person was a naturopath. And after church, she said that she knew what I had. And she knew someone that could help me in Chicago, Illinois. I live in Michigan. And so she told me the name, and then I went to Chicago, and I got some things. And with all the herxing and all the purging, which I didn't really understand at that point, I felt like it really wasn't helping me, so I didn't stay on that protocol. And then, because I had a name, I felt that someone somewhere had to have been cured of this Morgellons, and so I just Googled the name of the website, how I cured Morgellons, and that's how I found that website. And I was reading through it, and it really resonated with me. And I didn't connect with Mel right away. I got the protocol, and I really began to feel different myself within 2 weeks after being on the protocol. But I really got tired of all those pills, and I was having digestive problems, and so I kind of backed away from that and went off of that for a while and then back on for a while. But when it comes to my child wasn't a young child because my child was 32. I was visiting with her in Atlanta, Georgia, and I travel a lot, so I have a protocol of taking, you know, plastic sheet, my own pillow or plastic to put on the pillow, and my own, I have this little silk cocoon thing that I wrap myself up in. And I told her when I was getting ready to leave how to wash. I usually wash with borax or a little ammonia, and she didn't adhere to what I said, and she slept, you know, under this comforter that I had been sleeping under. And in about 21 days, exactly to the time I had left, she called and said, "Mom, I think I'm dealing with what you have been dealing with." So immediately I flew there because, you know, I know how alarming that is for a parent. And for me, I felt like I had passed it on. So I was just out of my mind. And after I, with my own eyes, could see that, yes, this is what this is, I immediately, so it was a matter of days, got the protocol for her, and she started it. And I brought her back to Michigan because I just didn't feel that she was going to be eating right and stay on the protocol. And as the other speaker spoke, I put more energy into my daughter's healing than I put into mine, because the whole, my whole thing was, God, okay, if I don't get well, just heal my daughter. That's how I felt. And she responded real quick, and really within four, I'm going to say between 4 and 6 months. I'm going to say by Christmas, because it happened in May. No. Okay, I'm going to say, yeah. She recovered from everything. Within 6 months, she had no symptoms whatsoever, none.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah, I do.
How long has that been now?
Huh? It's been 2 years. It's going to be 2 years this summer.
How many years?
Two. She's been free 2 years. She's been free of this for 2 years.
Praise the Lord, eh?
Yeah, absolutely. And so it's really fascinating to really realize how important food is and, you know, supplements are. And I'm totally sold on that this is really the wave of how people need to live to heal anything. I think anything could be healed like this.
Well, that's exactly what Mel always says. He says if the protocol can eradicate Morgellons, there's really not anything it can't handle.
Well, that's what I'm really believing. I really do. And I'm so much better. I'm going to say that I believe that I'm probably 90% healed. I don't know. I mean, there's no way to gauge that, but I just feel that. And I have a normal life again. I'm a minister. And I really, you know, going through this and that whole year of not knowing what it was, I mean, I know it got so entrenched in me. And at that point, I really had really contemplated taking my life. I just wanted to do it in a way that my congregation would know that I had done that, or my children. But that's how bad it was.
Mm.
So I just feel, just being able to manage it feels like a healing to me. Being able to manage it.
Wow. Well, I can't tell you, when the first time I ever spoke to Mel,
he was an absolute basket case, and all I could see, I had never heard of Mark Ellen, so all I could see from what he was describing to me was Job. You know, I'm like, I'm sitting here on the phone talking to Job. This is unbelievable.
Yeah.
And over the next 3 to 6 months, he did the same thing. He totally transformed, and God gave him another chance. And boy, is he making the most of it.
Yeah, praise God for Mel, I tell you. I thank God for Mel. And for you, John, too, I do. I thank God.
Thank you. I do believe that Morgellons is one of the last day's plagues, and it's probably not the only one.
No, and as I heard a few the callers before say, I do see people, and I know that is what they have. And there's a person that's close in my life, and I've been trying to tell them, but they just resist the whole idea. They say, oh, no. But yet, I see it. I see those symptoms. And I understand, because it's so bizarre. You just feel like you're in the twilight zone, especially when you see these things that come out of your skin, and you wonder, wow, how could something like that even come out of my skin? But the skin is so porous. I understand so much more, you know, about the body, you know, and I'm grateful for that. And it's a big part of the ministry that I'm involved in now of healing. We have this ministry that has started because of what.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah. I was gonna ask you to comment on that, because to me the most amazing thing about Mel's website is to be able to witness the transformation of people, not only physically but spiritually.
Yeah, and that's a whole nother. I mean, God, there is nothing that God cannot heal, and that, you know, Teresa. There's a lady I heard on one of these calls, and she has an East Coast accent. And I haven't been on the website that much because I've been back traveling. I've been feeling so much better. And but she, the night that I heard her, oh, my God, I was just weeping. And the conviction, you know, when she said, you know, with so much conviction that she was going to do whatever it took and that she was going to overcome this, it was like, okay. That's whatever she said, that's how I feel now, that if I could improve this much, I know I'm going to go all the way.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So,
a wise man once told me there are four phases to truth, and the first is denial. When I go out and I shop and I look at people, and I know they have a disease, I have no clue what to say to them.
Yeah. It's a hard
pill
to swallow.
I'm so happy for you, and I'm so happy for your daughter.
Me too. Me too. And our relationship, you know, it just, God just has an amazing way to do things. And I just believe that the worst things that happen in our lives, that there is really a gift and a blessing in it. And Morgellons is the worst thing that I believe ever happened in my life. And it looks like it's just moving my life in a direction I just could not imagine about how much I enjoy each day, each moment. You know, I remember the days that all I wanted was just a good night's sleep. All I wanted was just to lay in my bed and read a book without something moving or something biting. And just so those simple things that I have today, it's just everything to me.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Yes, it is. Well, thank you, Linda, so much for sharing your story and for sharing your daughter's story. How is she doing now?
She's doing wonderful. She's just happy and excelling and looking good, and we're both looking good. You know, when you eat good and you're doing everything right, you just look good.
It's just wonderful to know that there are other people out there that we can hear about that are well for 2 years, 3 years, 4 years. I mean,
yes.
It's going to be our legacy, all the people who get well and acknowledge it here.
Yes. Thank God for you, because you know what? I believe that this thing is going to go so big with so many people not even knowing what they have, and because we've gone ahead of them, we'll be here to help them.
Amen.
Your information, Mel's university that he has on site, on his website, will be there to help them.
Wow. That's incredible. I'll tell you one thing. It's just so beautiful to see how, with these transformations that take place, how God uses them for His glory and to minister to so many people. You know, that my own story and the story of our protocol, my father's legacy, began with thymic formula, which is the centerpiece of our Bergsteiner Wellness Protocol. And that wouldn't be here if it weren't for the fact that in the middle of the prime of my father's career, an OBGYN doctor, he did surgery on one of his patients and ended up getting hepatitis B and could no longer do surgeries or deliver babies or anything.
Wow.
And he struggled for 7 years to figure out what was going on and figure out how to restart his immune system. And that's how thymic formula was born, out of that trial, out of my father's trial. And that difficulty of, you know, going through that fire, that's what produced the thymic formula. And now, you know, I carry on with that legacy that began out of a trial in my father's life. And
wow.
And now you're carrying on to have started a ministry that's related to health, to help other people transform their lives because of out of a trial that you've been through.
Exactly.
It's so beautiful.
Yes, it is. And I put the thymic in water. I let it dissolve, and then I put it in, just like the person talked about the cranberry. I get the unsweetened, and I use the stevia, put water in it, and that's how, a lot of times I'll put a whole lot of my supplements in water because I had such a digestive problem.
Wow. That's interesting. I've never heard anyone do that before, but it makes sense.
Yeah, a while back when I was selling some vitamins, they used to say put it in water because if it doesn't dissolve in the water, it's not going to dissolve in your stomach.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the way I test things, too. And the thymic, it dissolved quick.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, I know it does because it works.
Yeah.
Well.
Mm-hmm. So God bless you. God bless you. God bless
you.
Mel and John.
You are a blessing. Well, thank you so much for sharing your story with us. Did you have any final thoughts before I open the floor to questions for you?
No, I just want to be a blessing. You know, I want to be a blessing. I want to be a blessing to what Mel's doing and help those who don't have the money to get what they need. I really want to do more in that area because I was blessed that I had the means. I just can't imagine what it would be like if I didn't have the means. So I just want to be a blessing now.
That's awesome. I know that's Mel's biggest challenge is, and he can speak to this, but I know his biggest challenge is trying to be a good steward of the resources that come his way through the foundation, and because they're limited, and in trying to determine how to best use those to help the most people. And you know, he doesn't want to take someone on and then not be able to follow through and help them get to the place where they can take over for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And so yeah, he can use all the help he can get with that. That'd be a blessing. Well, let's open the floor to questions for Miss Linda.
And if you have any questions for Linda, please press 5-star, and Mel will unmute your phone.
Go ahead, 225.
Hey, I was really interested to hear that you're taking the supplements out of the capsules. I've actually been doing that because I've had Morgellons for 14 years, and my skin looks so much like plastic. I have kind of an aversion to plastic.
Yeah.
What I'm wondering is, do you mix everything together, or do you just, like, put one in at a time? I've just been, like, opening up the capsule and trying to empty it in my mouth and drinking, and I end up making a mess sometimes. So, except
Well, I guess, John, are they veggie caps? I don't know. Are they veggie caps?
They are veggie caps, yes.
Yeah, I just put the capsules in the water. They're veggie caps, so they're going to dilute easily.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
You just drop the whole thing in the water and it just kind of all dissolves.
Yeah, you know, in the beginning I did, you know, what Mel had, and every hour, you know, every 2 hours or whatever. But then when you're running, so I just, honestly, I do like half and half. And I put it in the, and it all, you know, dissolves. Everything I need, I put in one thing, and the cranberry, and I'm done.
Okay, so these...
I'm not telling anybody to do that. Do not go off of Mel's protocol. So... I'm just saying that that's where I'm at now.
Yeah.
Whatever you're supposed to take in a certain time frame, if you can take it in a time frame, you can put it all in the capsules together in the water and drink it.
Okay.
Just don't mix your time frames together.
Right.
Okay. That's what I was wondering, if it hurt to mix, but I guess not, because it mixes things.
Right, because, you see, if you take them all together... and some of them negate the others by accident, you're not getting the full measure of the benefit.
Okay.
Right, so as long as you are taking the ones in the time frame together.
Right, if it's 8:30, you can throw all the 8:30s in together. If it's
12:30,
you can throw all the 12:30s in together.
Exactly.
And if it's the time or 4:30, you can throw all of them in together.
Okay, and I do that. I stick to just the ones that I'm supposed to be taking at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Just
and
make
for
sure.
Those on the run, I just suggest little miniature baggies.
Yeah.
When you take the thionic formula, you want to take it with food, because not only will you assimilate it better, but you'll tolerate it better. It won't give you a stomach upset.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
By the way, who was that asked that question?
Oh, this is Cheryl.
Hey, Cheryl.
Hey.
Thank you for sharing your question. That's awesome. I've forgotten to ask you to introduce yourself, so I thought I should do that.
Okay. I'm really enjoying the conversation. I don't have any children with Morgellons, but it's always good to learn everything you can learn, and you never know when you're going to have to use it. So I appreciate all the conferences.
Well, we enjoy them too, and we always learn every time we have a teleconference. We learn stuff as well.
We have another question.
Okay.
I just have a quick comment on in the Bible on Isaiah 50 in verse 2, one of the lines says, "Don't I have the power to rescue you?" God speaking. And so I think I really enjoy, too, the spiritual aspect, because God does have the power.
Yeah.
You know, so thank you so much for that, too, for the encouraging spiritual aspects of it.
God has all the power, people.
That's right.
Thank you for your question, and thank you for joining us. And we hope that you continue to get well and continue to come and visit.
Thank you.
I'm going to go ahead and unmute Peter, who is waiting to ask you a question, Reverend. Is that okay?
That's fine.
Go ahead, Pete.
Hi, Linda. This is Peter.
Hi.
First of all, congratulations on your success and your daughter's success. Fight off the emotion, because I find that, as a person that has this, he's so uplifting and so encouraging for all of us to hear. So, God, I am so happy to hear that. But the question I have for you is, I was wondering two questions. First of all, if you've continued with the support kit, it sounds like you're still doing the Logos vitamins regularly, but I was wondering if you're taking particularly the Magnifizyme and the Candida Rig on a regular basis. And the second question I had for you was the dietary practices that you have in place, the types of foods you eat and how important you think that is.
I think it's critical. I know that sugar is just a real no-no. See, I always ate pretty well. There was a time that I was on the macrobiotic diet, and so I was already eating very well, and I don't do red meat, and I don't do a lot of junk food anyway. So the food piece was not an issue for me, but it was for my daughter, and that's why I brought her here, so that I could support her. And I do have the Candida, but I haven't taken that yet. I take the, what is it called, Monolaurin, and then I take the Logos protocol and water, you know.
So, but you never really took the Magnifizyme either then? I'm just curious about that.
No, I didn't.
And does your daughter eat a large vegetable-based diet right now? You said she didn't, but now I think she does.
No, she's back to – she's doing better, but she's back to her normal life. And as long as she's doing okay, I don't even think about it anymore. I just feel like God really answered my prayer with that. I couldn't take it. I just couldn't take her having it.
Yeah, well, that makes you a good mom. The reason I asked the question is I was just curious what your ideas were about how important diet is to us maintaining continued health once we reach a state of full restoration from this.
I think it's key. It is key. I mean, we are what we eat. It's medicine. Food is medicine.
I always say if you're going to cheat a little, you need a jar of Candida Rig close at hand.
Okay.
Well, thank you for your response, Linda. And once again, I applaud your success. And God is good. God is always on time. And thanks be to the Lord for you and your daughter's healings. You're a blessing to us all for sharing it here tonight. Thank you.
Thank you, Peter.
Wow. Well, we know that Nicole and Tyler are not able to join us tonight. I think we should now open the floor for questions from anyone to anyone. And then, Linda, please hang on, because if you don't mind, I'm going to ask you to close us tonight in prayer after all of that. So if anyone has any questions or comments, now would be the time to press 5-star, and then and Mel will unmute you before we sign off for the evening.
Well, it does not look like we have any questions at this time, John. Whoops, there's a question. Hey. Hang on. Go ahead, 503.
Hi, Mel. This is Deborah. I didn't have so much a question as my little girl is standing here beside me, and she would just like to say something, if that would be okay. This is Carrie.
That's awesome.
She's been wanting to say something to Mr. Feldman and to John for a long time, and so she's jumping up and down in front of me, and so I told her that I would give her the phone for a minute if you would bear with her. So, are you ready, sweetie? Okay.
Hi, I'm Kaylee.
Hi, Carrie.
Carrie.
Hi.
How are you, baby?
Good.
I'm so glad.
Yeah.
What did you want to tell us tonight?
Well, I just wanted to tell you that I'm thankful for your website and that you work so hard to follow God.
Well, thank you, baby.
You're welcome.
You sure are precious. We're glad you feel better.
I do.
You take good care of your mommy.
I will. Goodbye.
Bye.
Oh, my goodness. Linda?
Yes, I'm here.
Are there? Okay. Well, Mel, I was going to ask Linda if she wouldn't mind to close us tonight in prayer, unless you have some more comments to make before we do that.
No. I said enough already. So I want to thank everybody who participated tonight. And I look forward to the day when you all report that you are cured.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. Well, Linda, if you don't mind,
I would love to
lift a prayer for us.
Okay. Dear God, we come as humble as we know how, with our hearts filled with thanksgiving. And God, we just recognize tonight and we acknowledge that you are all-knowing. You are omniscient, God. You know everything. There is no spot where you are not. We thank you because you are all-loving. We thank you, God, as we realize that there is only one power in the universe, God, the absolute good God, and that you care for each of us. And God, I just know and believe that each person that is experiencing Morgellons, that it's for a reason. And I thank you, God, that you have brought us relief through Logos, and you have brought us Logos through Mel Sight. I thank you, God, that there is no accident of the connections that are being made and the wonderful people that we have met on our journey. And so even in the midst of this, even in the midst of maybe the worst thing that has ever happened to many of us, we can still say, thank you, God. We thank you in advance. We thank you, God, that even on the next call, there will be more callers calling in and talking about their healing. And we thank you, God, that you will, you said, beloved above all things, I wish that you be in good health and that you prosper. So we know we have you in our corner. We know that you're our greatest cheerleader. And we give thanks now. We thank you in advance for healings after healings and testimonies after testimonies in the name and the nature of Jesus Christ. It is so. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Linda. It's been wonderful to get to meet you tonight and talk to you some more.
I feel the same, and I'll be on the next one if I can. God bless.
God bless, and thank you, everybody, and good night. Thank you so much, John.
You're welcome, brother.